Characters. Officer Samejima. 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 Full name Samejima Shakunetsu. Samejima Shakunetsu. Nanase Umi. Nanase Umi. Jako. It's just Jako. Lieutenant Orpheus. Orpheus F. Ripper, most likely. Probably not Lipper, in my opinion. Name of the author? Tamura Ryuhei. Tamura Ryuhei. So, some stuff to go over. The name of the series is very different in English and in Japanese. In Japanese, the official title is Shakunetsu no Nirai Kanai. So the Shakunetsu, which, if you caught it earlier, is the given name of the main character, Officer Samejima, it means red hot, and the Nirai Kanai is a reference to the land of the gods in the Ryukyuan religion, which they have a distinct culture and languages from Japanese, but which is today becoming endangered. So it's supposed to be the land of the gods from which all life was birthed, and it is somewhere out, this promised land, somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean. So Shakunetsu no Nirai Kanai can mean heart-like red-hot Nirai Kanai, or the main characters, Shakunetsu's Nirai Kanai. Pretty much, like, both Officer Samejima and Nanase Umi are chock full of wordplay and puns. Samejima literally means Shark Island. The kanji written out literally means Shark Island. And of course, Shakunetsu means red hot. And the female officer, Nanase Umi, Nanase is written as Seven Rapids or Seven Shallows. And the name in the word Umi just means sea. But it's written in a weird way where it also has like this character that's like kind of silent, apparently. I don't know. Names in Japanese, the kanji usage could be very, very weird. So, like, it also has the kanji in there for, like, a ceiling, but could also refer to the heavens, so it could be, like, heavenly sea, but the heavenly part is silent? I don't know, man, it's weird. Chako, I'm not really sure what's up with that. It could be supposed to be chalk, like how a kid uses their imagination to draw things with chalk on the ground. It could just be the Japanese word chako. The borrowed form of the English word chalk. The localization choice for the official translation writes the Dolphin Lieutenant's name as Orpheus F. Lipper. I would not have chosen that. I mean, it's valid, but I would have chosen Orpheus F. Ripper. Because the way it's written in Japanese, it could be either, but I think probably the author was going for Ripper, unless there's something written out somewhere where it has an L in it. But I don't know. I think Ripper just sounds more like what the author was probably going for like a badass cop. And the Orpheus part, of course, is a reference to the Greek mythology tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. If you played Hades, of course, you know about that, how Orpheus descended into the underworld to try to bring back his wife Eurydice, only to fail there at the last second. So maybe it's a reference to Orpheus's promise to bring back Chaco's mother or something like that, kind of like how Orpheus descends into the underworld to bring back Eurydice. That's just a stab in the dark on my part, though. But I mean, choosing Orpheus as a name, with how, like, wordplay heavy everything is, and how even wordplay heavy the names of the two human officers are. I don't think it's just a random choice at all. Oh, and early on they mention a rolling sobot as a fighting move that Samejima does to the octopus dude. And that is apparently a move used by Guile in the Street Fighter series of games. And as for my six-word summary, I think it will be, what if God was one poor puss? It's, get it? It's like the song. What if God was one of us? Because the kid is like a god. I know she's not a porpoise, but there's like, you know, sea animal puns. It's a thing in this. I don't know. I think it was all right. I think that's an all right six-word summary. Anyway, have good luck on your recording. And...